Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion time, where today we're going to be talking about when the cloud lifted, taking a look back at this story of the Israelites going on their journey to the promised land. It says that once they had set up God's tabernacle, once they had set everything up, that the glory of the Lord began to fill the tabernacle, and his cloud came and sat basically right above the tabernacle. And every time the cloud would lift, that was the time for them to set out. That was the time for them to get moving on to their next destination, but they would wait for the cloud to lift before they would do that. So we're going to be taking a look at this a little bit more, but first we're going to pray. We're going to start with our 30-day prayer challenge prayer. If you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communions is we start with our 30-day prayer challenge prayer, which is about a 2-minute long prayer, mostly of scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a couple minutes to get still, to examine ourselves, to get ourselves positioned in the light, and to take our time to make sure we're listening and tuned into God's voice so that we're following his direction of when it's time to go, when it's time to rest, when it's time to do these things. I believe just like he was doing for them, he's doing the same for us today. He's leading us and guiding us from the inside now. And he'll show us when it's time to go, when it's time to move at the perfect time. But Heavenly Father, I just pray for everybody who's watching or listening, all their families, all their friends, all those connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. Father, I just thank you for releasing us from the darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I just keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us, and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe, the same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Father, we ask you to bless us, to bless our time here together today, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace and your love and your goodness and all you want to do in our lives, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world, but most importantly, starting with the people right around us. I ask you to keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And we ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. If you want to learn more about that prayer, if you go to our website on theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com, on the free tools and resources page, you'll find some additional training videos that go along with that prayer to give you some more insights into the prayer, along with some training on this other half of prayer that we're going to do here. I've taken the time to get still, taken the time to listen and examine ourselves, and then to go about your day. We're going to make a plan with God for the day, and then going about your day, executing, and executing the right way. We talk about often doing two things: doing the things that you know to do, and doing them with a good attitude, doing them with peace and joy and confidence in God. You do those two things consistently, and you pay attention, you stay tuned into his leading, to his timing of when he says to go. It's going to lead you to a beautiful place. So let's start with the other half of prayer. First thing we have to do is get positioned in the light. We've been released from the darkness, transferred into the light. And that all happens through the forgiveness of sins, through the blood of Jesus has forgiven our sins. And so that forgiveness has to be flowing. Think of it of three levels. We have to receive it from God. It has to flow through us to other people. We have to have forgiveness flowing on all three levels for us to be truly living in the light. So for us to receive it from God, anything that you need to bring to God, you just bring it to him, and you can always be given grace and mercy and forgiveness if you will come to him with it. And then you have to give that same grace and forgiveness and mercy to yourselves. Often we put all this pressure on ourselves. We beat ourselves up. We condemn ourselves. You got to take that pressure off. Give yourself that same grace and mercy that God is giving you, and then let it flow through you to other people, to give other people that same grace and mercy, and to just release some things, just to let go of some things maybe that you've been hanging on to, maybe ways you've missed it, ways you think God's mad at you. Bring those to him. Let those things go. But also ways that other people have wronged you, ways that they've missed it. Just letting those things go, releasing them so that you're living in the light. We're walking in the light continually. And then we have to stay focused on the light, because we can be in our lives, we can be focused on darkness or we can be focused on light. And whichever one you are focusing on, whichever one you are magnifying in your life is going to grow bigger and bigger, whether that's darkness or light. So first we have to have that forgiveness flowing to get positioned in the light. And then we got to magnify it. We got to stay in that light and begin to magnify it. How do we do that? By what you're focused on. Are you focused on things you're grateful for? All the things that are going well, all the progress that you made, that you've made? Or are you focused on all the things that are going wrong, all the things that could be, all the distance you have to cover still that you're not there yet? These feelings of overwhelm or confusion. You know, you think about it, when you're in the dark, you can see easily which way to go. You can see the things that are tripping you up and making you stumble. But when you're in the dark, it's confusing, it's disorienting. You can trip, you can stumble, you can run into things, can cause pain. And darkness also, the Bible talks about a heavy darkness. When we're in darkness, it feels heavy. It feels overwhelming, like all this pressure is on you. And so learning to live in the light, where we just let some things go. We just walk in continual faith and belief in God and Jesus, and just love with people. It all comes down to which one you're magnifying. So taking just a second here, if you have something to write with, or you want to track it on your phone or however you want to track it, what are a few things that you're grateful for? Just over the last 24 hours, what are a few things that you're grateful for? And then also, what are the steps forward that you took? What progress did you make over the last 24 hours? Often we look at how far we still have to go towards some goals that we have, rather than looking at how far we've already come. So what steps forward did you take over the last 24 hours? You can gain some encouragement and some inspiration and some motivation just by looking at how far you've come and things that are already going well, things that you're grateful for. And then how are your levels of peace and joy over the last 24 hours? The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. God has given us his peace, his joy, his righteousness, his power, his love. He's given us all these gifts on the inside of us. And it's like a light switch. Either those things are on and they're flowing or they're not. And usually what I found, one of the biggest reasons why they're not flowing is we put too much pressure on ourselves. Rather than relying and trusting on God to help us and to guide us and relying on what he can do through us, we tend to put all the pressure on us. And we try to figure it out. We try to toil away in our mind. We put all the pressure on us to solve our own problems, when that's never the way God intended us to live. It's supposed to be done in partnership together with him. He wants to prove to us that he can supply all of our needs, that we don't have to worry about what we're going to eat, what we're going to wear. We don't have to worry about an uncertain future, that we can put our hope and our trust and our security in him for those things. I like to think of peace as my indicator that I'm single-minded, that I'm magnifying God, and I'm single-minded in my focus on him. When I begin to look at the problems, I begin to meditate on them, to roll them around in my mind, try to figure them out, try to come up with my own solutions. And I begin to magnify those problems. The more I focus on them, the more I'm magnifying them and making them bigger in my mind. And the more confused I get, the more into the darkness I get, the more I come up with solutions that just create more side effects and more problems. If you'll begin to instead just focus your mind on God, that he's with you, that he's for you, that nothing's impossible with him. He's working continually for your good. He knew the answer to the problem before you even knew you had the problem. You begin to focus on him. You begin to magnify him, to make him bigger in your mind than the problem. and you roll that onto him, cast your cares upon him. That's how we have that supernatural peace, I believe. Lack of peace, feelings of overwhelm, stress, anxiety, worry, those are all because we're magnifying the problem too much rather than God. It's a focus problem. And then joy. I like to think of joy as my indicator that I'm living in the present moment and I'm aware of God's presence with me right now in the present moment, that he's with me right now as we're doing this video together. He's right here with us. He's helping us and guiding us in this process. And so as we do everything we do in the day, as we're executing the things that we know to do, he's there with you, helping you execute. And it's supposed to be done not by might, not by strength, but by his spirit and by his power flowing through us. And when you do that, joy is your indicator that that's happening. Joy is your indicator that that grace and power that he put on the inside of you is flowing in your life. You know, Ephesians chapter 3, the prayer that Apostle Paul prays, he says, most people know that it says God can do exceedingly abundantly above all we think or ask or dream or imagine. But how does it happen? He says, according to God's power that's at work within you. And when that power is flowing, your indicator is joy. Joy is your indicator that God's grace is flowing in your life because all of a sudden the pressure is off of you and you can just go enjoy life and you can have fun doing the things that you know need to get done. And you might have some things that normally you don't like to do, but you can do them with joy because God's helping you to do them. Which leads us to our next question. What are the things that you know to do over the next 24 hours? What are the things that you know to do? What needs to get done over the next 24 hours? These might be administrative things, things around the house. What are the things that you know to do? And you might be saying in your mind, I know I've been procrastinating on this thing. I've been procrastinating. I know I need to eat better. I know I need to exercise. I know I need to have more quiet time with God. I know I need to be more present with my family. And we put them off because they look big and overwhelming. I don't know where to start. How could you just take one step forward? How could you just get the ball rolling? Oftentimes, the hardest step is the first one, just breaking that inertia and getting going. So how could you just get the ball started, get the ball rolling in those directions in your life? And then what are the things that need to get done? I want today to be a high level of action, taking action consistently on the things that you know to do. And then what are the things that God is prompting or stirring in your life that maybe you want to get done, that you're excited to do, you're fascinated, you're motivated, you're enthused to do these things? Start taking action on those. God often leads you through this excitement to do some certain things in your life. What are those things? And begin to take action on those, trusting that he's there with you, helping you. You don't have to do it by yourself. And then what's he teaching you? Over the last 24 hours, what are the most important things that God is teaching you or showing you? And I like to think of two areas as corrections and adjustments to what I'm currently doing. And then what are the new leadings, the new directions, the new things that he's teaching you in your life? It's his voice that leads us from the jaws of distress to a spacious, beautiful place that's free from all restriction. And it's his voice that leads us down that path. So taking a few minutes each day, if you need to do it right now, you can pause the recording. Taking a few minutes each day just to reflect back. What was I hearing today? God is always trying to speak with you. If he's with you all day long and he said nothing to you, something's off. He's trying to lead you day by day to this beautiful place. And he begins to teach you one lesson just stacks upon the next. But it requires a heart that's humble, that's responsive, that's hungry, that's willing to learn, willing to grow, willing to make adjustments and changes in what you're doing over time. And you keep doing that, he will lead you to this beautiful place. We're going to see here, God was so faithful and how he led these Israelite people. If he would do this for them, we have this new covenant with him. If he would do this for them, how much more would he do for us? He's going to show us when to go, when to rest, when to move, when to stop, which direction to go. He's going to lead us along that path. He's going to lead us gently along that path because he is a good shepherd. And it's going to be his voice that leads us down that path. So let's take a look at these scriptures. I was just reading these this morning. And just kind of jumped off the page at me a little bit this morning. Exodus chapter 40, 34 through 38. So Moses and the people have just finished building and preparing everything for the tabernacle. They made all of the lamps, all the gold lampstands, all the basins for washing, all the utensils, gotten all the curtains ready, gotten everything ready, got the Ark of the Covenant ready to go. They got everything ready and they get it all assembled. But it wasn't done yet. One piece was missing. The glory of the Lord had to come and fill the temple. It says, then the cloud covered the tent of meeting. So everything was finished, but one piece is missing. God needs to come fill it. The cloud covered the tent of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Moses could not even enter the tent of meeting because the cloud had settled on it, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Okay, so this is God's glory cloud. So in all the travels of the Israelites, whenever the cloud lifted up from above the tabernacle, that was their cue. That was their signal to set out and to move forward. But if the cloud did not lift, they did not set out. They stayed where they were until the day that it lifted. So when the cloud lifts, the glory lifts, they move. When the glory is still sitting there, the glory cloud is still sitting there, they stay where they are. We've talked recently, we had a message a while back that said, remain where you are until God moves you to the next level. He will move you at the perfect time to the next level and the next things in your life. Often we try to jump ahead and pursue them faster than his timing. Stay where you are until he moves you to the next level. When the cloud lifts, go. So then it says, so the cloud of the Lord was over the tabernacle by day. So the cloud's over the tabernacle by day. And fire, this is pretty cool here. The fire was in the cloud by night. So it was a cloud of fire by night in the sight of all the Israelites during their travels. So a cloud by day and a cloud of fire by night. So this is Numbers chapter 9, 15 through 23. Kind of telling a similar story, just gives us a little bit more details. It says, on the day of the tabernacle, the tent of the covenant law was set up. The cloud covered it from evening until morning. The cloud above the tabernacle looked like fire. It had this pillar of fire over the tabernacle. It's a pretty awesome image. And that is how it continued to be. The cloud covered it. And at night, it looked like fire. Whenever the cloud lifted from above the tent, the Israelites would set out. And wherever the cloud settled, so the cloud would move, and it would move them to the place where they were supposed to be. So the cloud would lift, telling them it's time to go. And then the cloud would lead them. His glory would lead them to the place where they're supposed to go settle next. And the Israelites would encamp there. And at the Lord's command, the Israelites set out. And at his command, they encamped. As long as the cloud stayed over the tabernacle, they remained in the camp. When the cloud remained over the tabernacle a long time, the Israelites obeyed the Lord's orders and did not set out. So some of this, God's teaching them how to follow his leading. He's teaching them how to obey his timing and his leading. Two critical pieces of our walk of faith, following his leading, following his voice, following at the perfect time and the direction that he's showing us to go. How are we going to know that? We got to stay tuned in and plugged into him. So it says, sometimes the cloud was over the tabernacle only a few days. At the Lord's command, they would encamp. And then at his command, they would set out. So he's teaching them how to follow his leading. And sometimes the cloud stayed only from evening until morning. And when it lifted in the morning, they set out. So whether by day or by night, whenever the cloud lifted, they set out. Whether the cloud stayed over the tabernacle for 2 days or a month or a year, the Israelites would remain in camp and not set out. But when it lifted, they would set out. So sometimes it would stay just overnight. Sometimes it was 2 days. Sometimes it was a month. Sometimes it was a year. And God's teaching them to stay in his timing, to follow his leading. I don't know about you, but for myself, when I first got started with God, I got ahead of him. I was trying to go too fast, and I'm trying to do things. And when we get ahead of him, now I'm doing things in my own strength out here rather than where his glory is. I'm doing things in my own strength. So when he's got you resting in an area, what do you do there? You do the things that you know to do in that area. You be a good steward of that current area of where you are, and you enjoy it. You enjoy it. You enjoy the time where you are right there with your life while you're waiting for him to lead you to the next thing. Often we get visions and dreams and plans that we want to do, and that's great. If God's beginning to lead you in those directions, but then you got to wait for him to unfold it in his perfect time. You got to wait for him to unfold these things in the perfect time. And when you do, he creates what I call these beautiful solutions, where at the perfect time, he moves you to the next level. Not because you figured out how to do it, not because you forced it to happen, not because you opened the doors yourself, but at the perfect time, he opens these doors for you and he moves you to the next level. And it's effortless and it's easy and it takes the pressure off of you because he's navigating. He's the one leading us along this path. So it says at the Lord's command, they encamped, and at the Lord's command, they set out. They obeyed the Lord's orders in accordance with his command through Moses. This is Numbers chapter 9, verse 15 through 23. So we're going to take communion over this today. We're going to be receiving that God is leading us just as faithfully as he led them. We just can't maybe see it fully the way that they could, where we see the glory cloud and the fire over our heads and these types of things. But you have a fire within you. God will be a fire within you. God is an all-consuming fire. So sometimes he begins to stir that fire within you. And sometimes it calms down a little bit. So what are those things that he's stirring within you? And learning to stay in his timing, to move when he says to move, to wait and to camp there, to settle there until he tells you to move again. And just learning to get into that rhythm with him. So Heavenly Father, we're just going to take communion here. We're just believing we receive that you are leading us more faithfully than you led these people here. That you do not change, that you're leading us just as faithfully, probably more faithfully than you did for these Israelites on the way to the promised land. And that you can show us when to move, when to rest, when to go, which direction to go. And that you are so faithful in this, Father. We just thank you for it. We just thank you for your steadfast love, that your love never fails, and that nothing is impossible for you. Nothing is impossible for you. You put those two things together, how much he loves you and that nothing is impossible for him. It's very, very powerful. Father, we just thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and he said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And every time we take communion, we're remembering that the cup of God's wrath was poured onto the body of Jesus so that we could have the cup of his blessing. We're bringing that sacrifice of Jesus into the present moment, making it active and relevant in our lives. Right now at this present moment, we're receiving it right now in this present moment. The Apostle Paul says every time we take communion, we're proclaiming the death of Jesus. Which is a big deal because in the case of a will or an estate, you have to prove somebody's death to activate all of the benefits. You have to prove somebody's death, and we're proclaiming his death, that all these promises in Christ are yes and amen. We've got this new covenant with God in the body and the blood of Jesus, that we can have this covenant relationship with him, where we can know him. He can lead us along this path. And as he does that, I believe what's going to happen is going to help us to know him more and more. We're going to see just how good he is and the beautiful plans that he has for our lives. And we're going to see just how much he loves us, how faithful he is as he leads us and guides us day by day. Helps us to know him more and more. And Jesus said in John 17:3, "This is eternal life, that they would know you, God, and Jesus Christ, whom you sent." That was Jesus' definition of eternal life, knowing them, having this personal relationship with him. And that can happen today. That can happen for eternity. We can continue to grow in the knowledge of him. So, Father, we just thank you for this bread and what it represents. And we just ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." Forgiveness of sins that releases us from the darkness, transfers us into the light. And now God is leading us day by day, step by step. He is faithful to do that. Father, we just thank you for it in Jesus' name. If you have a juice, you can take your juice. So now it's simply about walking it out. If you receive that, he's faithful to lead us and guide us day by day. Now it's simply about walking it out, following his leading. Keep your eyes fixed on the things above. Begin to magnify him in your mind. Focus on him. Magnify him in your mind rather than the issues and problems. And follow his leading. And he's going to lead you to this spacious, beautiful place, free from all restrictions. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to the Abundant Life Training Center. .com